Missing Something, number 5. This is Nicole again, lamenting a breakup and also talking about what it takes to get through it. I'm a little bit unsure how many times I should repeat exactly why I'm here. I was in a long-distance relationship for about a year and a half, decided to move to San Francisco in January, and did that from the New York area. The night after, we went to a friend's birthday party on the beach and had a great time. I came home from working a 12-hour shift where I was waitressing, and I had some really bad blisters on my feet, and I was soaking them in the bathtub, and Alex came in and said that he was missing something in our relationship and didn't think it was anything that he'd ever feel with me. I reacted very rationally and said, you know, is this a conversation we should revisit, and do you want to work on things, or are you just done? And he said that he thought he was just done. So the next day I called my family and friends and was pretty freaked out being 3,000 miles away from everything that was familiar and still looking for a full-time job. And everybody really supported my coming back, and my parents actually, you know, wanted me home that night, which wasn't possible. So I spent the next 3 days packing in very much a fog and moved back to my parents' house where I am now and trying to start over, trying to figure out what I'm missing. The first song that I want to play is by an artist called Lorena Murray. I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. It's a really pretty song, and I was listening to Accident Hash trying to get ideas for music to play. I'm not having the best of luck just searching by keywords on the PodSafe Music Network. And I love this song. It's called Shaking You, and there's some really great raw emotion, and so I wanted to start by playing this song.
I never saw this coming. After years of self-preservation, they should have taught me something. Well-designed laws of conservation. I can't remember what it was for. All of my efforts seem senseless. 'Cause the life I had before was so easy to do. Now I'm thrown into this world, shaking you. Here I go lying awake again. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. How did I end up here again? Back in these shoes without warning. Now I can't tell which way is up as I draw my stained glass curtains. 'Cause the life I had before was so easy to do. Now I'm thrown into something that might be construed as a feeling. 'Cause the life I had before was so easy to do. Now I'm thrown into this water, shaking you. And I'm fighting fire with fire, but I'm
I'm
So I'm sitting out on the deck again, as you heard the birds in the beginning, and I feel thrown by this sense of privacy that I need to do this. I can hear people doing yard work, and the thought of them hearing me freaks me out, but then it makes me feel ridiculous because I am posting this on the internet. Just thought I'd share that. I made reference to what it takes to get through it, and obviously I haven't quite figured that out yet. Mostly I'm trying not to focus on the what-ifs. What if I didn't send that Friendster email 2 years ago? And what if all the times throughout the 2 years that I was with Alex and I decided it had to be over? What if I'd meant it and it was over? I met a few people while we were together, and at times when we decided we were just going to try to be friends, what if I pursued any one of those relationships? Not that there were so many or that I was, you know, dating like crazy, but there were a few times I met people that were interesting and tried to pursue it, but ultimately always came back to Alex. I'd find myself wanting to talk to him more than being where I was. I wonder, what if I never moved? What if I never moved back? What if I found a job in the 6 months that I was there? What if I tried harder? What if I focused a little bit less and sort of handled all the things that I was dealing with better? What if it's really not over? And of course, what if it is, which it has to be? I let myself cry. It's happening a little bit less frequently. Mostly I get really angry now. I've been thinking things out every conversation that I have with friends. You know, mostly trying to focus on what everyone else is going through. I don't really want to focus on myself right now. When I do talk to Alex, I really hold back. I don't see a point in rehashing things with him. I try not to fall into old habits when I was sad, which, for a long time, I read the missed connections on Craigslist, and they entertained me enormously, especially when I was longing for somebody. I used to wonder if I looked at those ads to see if anybody missed a connection with me, but I don't think it was that. It was more trying to relate to that feeling that everybody felt that they had a missed connection in their life. I also found myself today looking up breakups on Google, and the first link I found was enotalone.com, and it's great. I'm looking at the forums. I actually posted a link on there to this, if anybody wants to share. I'm still soliciting feedback, and I'd love to hear other people's stories. If anyone wanted to record a message and send me a link to it or send me the whole file, I'd love to play the sounds of other people's voices and other people's stories. Another approach I have is to not read old emails. Really try not to live in the past and move forward. And don't get me wrong, I think it's really important to reflect, but I have so much ahead of me, sometimes it feels like it's crushing. And right now, obviously, it's more than finding a job, but that's my first task that I have to throw myself into, and one that is most important right now. So I allow myself this space to try and work it out, talk about it. I think one of the reasons I'm drawn to audio is, as a fan of podcasts, I listen to so many, and I'm just inspired by the medium. When I was a kid, my cousin and I had something we called junk art radio, and we used to record ourselves. I found a whole bunch of cassette tapes as I've been unpacking at my parents' house, and they had many boxes of things that they've wanted me to go through for years, and I think I might actually have some audio from those old little experiments my cousin and I did, and I think if I find one, I'll put it up here. And right now, I call it the Einstein's Dream Dilemma. The idea that, if you've ever read the book, it's a great book, I'll link to it. The idea behind the book is that all these realities are playing out simultaneously. And sometimes I feel like I'm still in San Francisco. The past week or so, I feel a lot less need to be there, and a lot more accepting of my situation and where I am right now. But at first that was really hard, getting past the fact that that dream is over for now, and I'm not there. I'm not delusional. But it was Alex's birthday this weekend, and I know that he went camping with his friends. I thought of all the things that we had planned, and couldn't help but feel like in some dimension, they were playing out. And also feeling like I was still a year back in Texas when I went to visit him. He was working in Texas for the summer, and we spent his birthday together there. And I felt like it was so real and so current, almost like I was going through it again. And I know that's just healing and getting past it. if you're listening to this and you're so inclined, there is a website attached to it. It is loveworn, L-O-V-E-W-O-R-N .blogspot.com. If you could hear me over the airplane. My email address is misssomething, M-I-S-S-O-M-E-T-H-I-N-G @gmail.com. I welcome any feedback, emails, if you want me to read them, or an audio that I would play. Also, song ideas. I'm always looking for those. I am going to play another song, and I'm not obsessed with rain, but it seems to be following me, and I found another great song that has to do with rain. So far, my favorite song that I've played is Not For Me by Laura Clapp. Another song by her is called Let It Rain, and I just thought it was great, so I'm going to add that as well. Take care.
Reaching out, take my hand if you can hear me.